وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights, and specifically justice, and more specifically justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi as-salam. Now, when we look back into history, and especially at the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and him assuming the position of Khilafah leadership to obviously establish justice and establish fairness and equality and equity amongst the subjects and amongst the Muslims and the people of his time, many people opposed Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Many people did not take the oath of allegiance, the likes of Abdullah ibn Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas and Abdullah ibn Umar and many others, who in return, even though Amir al-Mu'mineen said to them, you are free not to give your oath, but I require you to keep quiet and stay indoors and not interfere with the affairs of the Muslims and the affairs of the nation. So if you don't want to give allegiance, by all means, but I should not expect you, I do not want to see you in the arena creating fitna, creating sedition and problems for people. Even though there were some other persons and other people who remained hidden in their houses and were inclined to take the oath of allegiance, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi said about them, I am not desirous of those people who do not need me. You don't need me. I don't need you either. I am here trying to serve you. I am here to give you your rights. I am here to establish justice. Three khalifs before me, and you saw what they did. I will do the contrary to that. I will establish the law of Allah and the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I will enjoin good. I will forbid evil. And everyone, in my eyes, are equal. Now, that is a thunderbolt to those people. Because before Amir al-Mu'mineen, they were kings of their own. They had wealth, they had fame, they had pride, they had arrogance. You know, they were a class above the rest. They saw themselves to be, you know, in a different league of their own. Now Ali alayhi salam is coming to bring them down from the thrones to the dirt, to equalize them with everyone else, with a servant and a master. How does that work? You can see how Islam has moved and changed after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, to the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen. It was completely changed. It went back to the paganism era. Even Allah testifies to that fact, and He says, Muhammad is only a messenger. If he dies or he gets killed, you will heed back to your ways. You will go back to the way you were. And they did. Now, Amir al-Mu'mineen is coming to them, and he's saying that I am here to establish. So some people said to Amir al-Mu'mineen, you know what? I'm going to stay indoors. I'm not interested in you. And he bluntly said, I do not desire you either. I do not need you. So he left them free on the condition that they would not create any disturbance and would not harm the people, because he is trying to serve the people. And these people now, they are outcasts. These people are an opposition. They have to remain what they are and not cause disturbance to people. Let us take a short break, then we continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about Amir al-Mu'mineen and him trying to establish justice, and now he is in the seat of power. People need to give him their allegiance in order for him to work his magic and give them their rights. But then again, there are always those who try to stand in the face of truth, in the face of justice, and create havoc and mischief and tyranny. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, he dealt with them in a very diplomatic, peaceful manner. He said, I leave you be, but do not harm the people, do not cause and create any disturbance. Many revolutionaries wanted to free such persons to take the oath of allegiance by force. So Amir al-Mu'mineen, he had many of his companions who were devoted to him, you know, as we call them, revolutionaries in their mindset. They said to Amir al-Mu'mineen, listen, you're the commander of the faithful. You're appointed by Allah. You're the divine leader of mankind. We can force those rats and make them give allegiance to you. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, says, no, that's not how I work. That's not how I do things. Or in fact, this is not how Allah does things. This is not how Allah works. Allah even says to us as servants, you want to worship me, by all means. You don't want to worship me, you're free to do so. I mean, there will come a day where me and you have to have a chat, but you're free to choose whatever you like. So the commander of the faithful did not agree to this, that they should force others to give allegiance. In the matter of the oath of allegiance, his usual attitude was what he said himself. And this is what he said. He said, I shall accept the oath of allegiance from one who takes it voluntarily, and I shall ignore one who declines to take it. That was the statement of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam when it came to establishing justice. That those who want to give it to me, it has to be done voluntary. It has to be done from their absolute own will, which I don't think that ever happened in anyone before him or after him. Even before the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the first one came by power. With a sword, people had no choice. The second one came by the first one appointing the second one. And the third one came by few others appointing him. So people had never had a say. People never had the freedom to speak out. With Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, you want to choose me? You have to choose me voluntarily, not by force. And you don't want to give it to me? You don't want to give me your allegiance? By all means, I should ignore you. I won't take it from you. That is how justice is applied in the system of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And when people came to Amir al-Mu'mineen, he is the only leader that people voluntarily and with their own free will gave allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen to become their leader and to establish justice. And people done so voluntarily because they saw that the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, was deserving of it because only he can establish justice and create human rights. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.